To Have and to Kill by Mary Jane Clark, performed by Isabel Keating. Prologue. He took her hand and squeezed it in the darkness. She held on tight as the giant dome above them filled with bright stars, flaring, exploding, and spraying the sky with colors. Listening to the explanation of what the heavenly bodies meant to mankind, the couple felt the stars rushing past them faster and faster, as if they themselves were careening through the Milky Way. He leaned over and whispered close to her ear, "Make a wish on one of those stars." She closed her eyes and did as she was told. When the planetarium show was over, she started to get up from her seat. "That was fantastic," she said. "There was so much of that I didn't know. I sometimes forget that the sun is a star and that without it, we wouldn't be alive." She gently pulled at him to get up. "Wait a minute," he said. "Sit down again." Usually, as one group filed out of the theater, the next filed in. He had deliberately chosen the last show of the day so they would be left unrushed and alone. "I made a wish on one of those stars, too," he said. "I wished that you'd say yes." She looked at him, her eyes widening. "I'm asking you to marry me, sweetheart," he said, taking both of her hands.